Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1082. Our topic is nutrition, and the title is Don't Ask. So, you can ask me what this podcast is about, but don't ask. So, what in the world is this talk about? Well, I was talking with a client today, and they're dealing with stress in life. Now, I know everybody's dealing with stress, so that's why I thought this podcast might be helpful. But they're dealing with the stress of a demanding job. They're taking grad classes to kind of, continue their education, to expand their education, expand their credentials for their job, you know, or maybe if they had to look for a new job, they'd feel more at ease knowing that they have more on their resume. Then they recently had a family member fall ill and had to go to the hospital, and there's just a lot more going on, so just tons and tons and tons of stress. So we all have stress, and they have their fair share for sure. And we were talking about how that stress is affecting their physical health in respect to, like, in the gym and in their nutrition. The training, like in the gym, has been their kind of mental saving grace. Training is what centers them, it grounds them, burns off that stress energy. Training has not been a trouble for them. They're very consistent with that. But due to this stress, she's under eating. She's not eating like she knows she should because she just doesn't feel like eating. She eats her breakfast, but when it's time for lunch, time comes, she knows she should eat, she just doesn't feel hungry, she doesn't feel like eating, so she doesn't. And then all of a sudden it's dinner time. Sometimes she'll have dinner, sometimes she still doesn't feel hungry, so she doesn't eat. And then she'll either just go to bed with only one meal a day, or she'll eat a bunch of food right before bed because her body had a couple days where it was way underfed, so it tries to sneak in extra calories. So there's just that inconsistency of eating enough during the day, and which is then causing overeating at night, or just a general way too low of caloric intake throughout the day. So some days she's way under her calories, some days she might be at her calories, but they're all coming at the wrong time of the day. So that's what's actually holding her back. So we were talking about, along with the food, we were talking about how she was wanting to make progress to look leaner and just kind of feel better in her clothes. And the thing was, is she's going to the gym, she's doing her activity. What's holding her back from losing fat is she's actually under eating. She's not eating enough. So she then asked, well, what do you do when you just don't feel like eating? My response was, don't ask. Meaning you're probably asking yourself, do I feel hungry? Don't ask. Just eat. If you want a lean physique, you need to eat. If you ask yourself if you're hungry, if you ask yourself if you feel like eating, it doesn't matter what the answer is. It doesn't matter if your body wants to eat or not. If you know that that's what's needed for you to reach your goal, you just eat. Now, I've done this myself, so I can sound like a jerk, but I've actually lived it and kind of acted on it myself. There was a period of time where I was challenging myself to eat 5,000 calories a day for 30 days in a row, and it had to come from only healthy foods. So it wasn't allowed to be pizza or burgers or something. It had to come from, like, grilled chicken, like rice, healthy, healthy things. So I remember at one point I was drinking a chocolate protein powder and oats in a shake. Now, I hate that consistency of oats in a shake. It's what bodybuilders did, so I thought that's what I needed to do. But I hate it because it's not thick enough that there's anything that you can chew on, but it's not so runny or thin that you just want to swallow it. So it's this weird, stupid consistency where you feel like you need to chew, but chewing doesn't do anything. And if you just straight up swallow it, you're going to gag because you have all these oats running down your throat. So it's just horrible, 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 horrible. Well, I was trying to force that shake in one day, and this was back when I was in grad school. I was standing outside the building trying to drink the shake, because my rule was I had to shake it in before class because it was an hour and a half kind of like lab thing. So I knew I had to eat right afterwards. And I'm like, damn, I can't eat this shake and that meal after class. I got to get this shake in now. So I was forcing it to the point where I actually threw up. I threw up in front of the building, in the middle of the parking lot, with everyone around me looking like a complete psychopath. And I was pissed. I was mad because I threw up all those calories. And then I knew I had to like get those calories back in. So I was like, this is crap. I didn't want to have to eat later. So I was forcing this shakedown. Now that I threw up, I definitely have to eat later. This is bullshit. Stupid body. Why don't you just drink the damn shake? So I was mad at my body. So I've been to the place where I forced myself to eat because that's what I wanted to do. So I started lifting weights when I was 16 years old. I was 165 and pudgy, like fat, no muscle tone. So I was 6 foot tall, 165, and you couldn't see a vein in my body. There was no muscles to show. So I was a very, very, very muscularly, very thin person. You know, to be lean, I might have been like 135 at 6 foot tall. Very tiny. I'm now 285 pounds. I just weighed myself the other day. I'm 285, and you can see kind of the vague outlines of my abs. So I've referred to them as fabs, meaning they're fat abs. So I'm not super lean that I'm going to be, taking my shirt off for, you know, anything anytime soon. I'm not going to be posting a shirtless Instagram pic anytime soon. But I look okay. I'm content with the way I look right now. So I have gained 120 pounds. And I actually look leaner now, 120 pounds heavier, than I did 120 pounds ago. So I know what it takes to gain size, to force yourself to eat more and more, to eat when you don't feel like eating. I know exactly what that feels like. Now, you don't have to get to the point where you throw up, but I wanted to share that story to share that I do know what that feels like. And I can sympathize, but then also I can just give you the advice that worked for me and the advice that has worked with all of my clients. So I've been a personal trainer for 19 years. I've worked with over 2,500 people. I've helped people build tons of muscle and be lean and get over the aspect of eating when they didn't want to eat. And what it comes down to is you just have to eat anyhow. So the body likes to stay the same. But we often want change. Our goals, our desires, our dreams are something different than what we have today, what we are today. So our body likes to stay the same, but we want change, which means we have to do things the body doesn't want to do. So if you let your body decide, if you ask it, do you feel like eating? Do you feel like exercising? Do you feel like getting up early? Do you feel like going to bed early? Of course not. Why the hell would the body want to do that? So it doesn't want to do any of those things. It just wants to sleep all day, eat whenever the hell it wants to, and it probably doesn't want to exercise ever. That's what our body wants to do. It wants to stay the same, but we want change. So don't ask your body. Your body is just going to tell you a bunch of lazy crap that's going to keep you exactly where you are. If you want change, you have to act out change. You have to do the things you need to do, whether you want to do them or not. So if you know that, you know, action X leads to the result you want, you just do it. You don't ask. You just do it. And maybe it'll take time to do it fully, to do it completely. You might never even really want to ever do it. But if you want the outcome, you have to do the actions. So you don't ask your body if you feel hungry. You don't ask your body if it feels like working out. It will never feel like doing the thing that causes change. The body is designed to stay the same. So don't ask, just do it. If your response to stress is to not eat, or if your response to stress is to overeat, if your response to stress is to do this action or to do too much of that action, you have to know your plan. So you have to have a plan first. You have to have a nutrition plan. You have to have a training plan. You have to have a life actions plan. So I have 15 things I do every single day that help me become my best self and live my best life and be my best for the people I love and the people around me. So I have a life plan. I have things I do every day that I know are building me to my best life. I also have the way that I eat every day. I have the way that I like to train every week. So I have plans. And if I want the outcome that those plans are designed for, I have to do the actions of the plans. So first of all, you have to get a plan. You have to know your plan and then just do it. It doesn't matter whether you want to do it or not. Again, the body doesn't want to do change. The body doesn't want to do work. So if you ask, it'll always give you the negative, lazy answer. You may not have even realized that you were asking. So maybe today's podcast is kind of like a wake-up towards that. But that's what we do if we say the phrases, I didn't feel like doing that. If you didn't feel like it, who gives a shit? You know, did you want the outcome? Yes or no? Then you do the action that leads to the outcome. Now, sometimes every day we don't feel like we want the outcome. There are going to be times that even when you have the right mindset, it doesn't follow through every day. That's why we have to reignite and renew motivation often. That's why we have to have, you know, daily tasks that lead to small goals, that lead to long-term goals. We have to have all these layers of support. That's why people have coaches. Like, that's why they have, like, nutritionists, why they have life coaches and people helping them through things. Like, why business coaches, like, business people have business coaches. You know, if you want to be good at something, why anybody in any job has, like, an apprentice, you know, like, somebody above them that they're trying to learn from. If we want to be better at things, we have to have education. We have to have multi-layers of support. We have a plan. We have actions that we need to take. And we need to take them whether we want to take them or not, whether we feel like taking them or not. So, if you want to improve your adherence to nutrition, if you want to improve your adherence to training, if you want to improve your adherence to anything in life, don't ask. Find or create a plan. Know what your actions are in every moment, and just do it. If you want the outcome, then you do the steps to the outcome. Don't allow it to be a moment-by-moment decision. Don't allow it to be a day-by-day decision. Decide once whether you want the outcome or not. That's the time that you decide. Once you've said yes, then you just follow through with the actions. Don't ask. Just do. Cool. So I thought that would be helpful because that was something that helped a client a lot. And we were talking about how now, like, over the next week, they're going to put notes and things around, either on the home screen of their phone, notes on their computer. They're going to try to just be more mindful of getting rid of the phrase, I didn't feel like doing that. I wanted them to kind of think that if they hear the word feel in their mind, say, oh, you know I'm supposed to eat, but I don't feel like eating. Whoa, hold on. Red flags, alarms going off. I won't feel like eating because eating would make my body have to do work to help me get leaner, to help me build muscle. So it's right that I'm not going to feel like that. But it doesn't mean that I should or shouldn't do it. How I feel doesn't directly indicate what I should do. Our body's going to want to be lazy. It's not going to want to do work. So every time she hears herself say the word feel, she says, hold on, stop. What am I supposed to be doing in this moment? And let me just go do it. We don't always feel like going to work. We don't always feel like taking a shower. We don't always feel like brushing our teeth. We don't always feel like all the things that we're supposed to do every day that we are already used to doing. This is another one. You got to add this in. So if you want to be leaner, if you want to look better, and nutrition is a part of that, then you just have to follow through with the actions. If training is a part of it, follow through with the actions. If you want to be better with finances, follow through with those actions. If you want to be better with relationships, follow through with those actions. Okay? Know your plan. Follow through. Now, something I want to throw out there is just a couple podcasts ago in podcast 1080, it was a mindset podcast. It was titled The Benefits of CBD Supplements. And it was in that podcast, we talked about Stello Mints, S-T-E-L-L-O, Stello Mints. And they're actually a CBD product. So there's CBD in the mint. I wanted to bring that up again because it's something that has it can help with stress. So if you're struggling with stress, and since this one podcast is kind of related to how stress can cause us to undereat or how stress can cause us not to follow through with our best actions, if you're struggling with stress, check out podcast 1080, mindset podcast titled Benefits of CBD Supplements. It brings up those mints. It's something that I got to try. They reached out to us recently, and they allowed me to try the mints. I tried them. My wife Meredith tried them. My mom tried them. And it was awesome results, amazing results. So my wife Meredith takes CBD oil every night to kind of help with, just calming that active mind, that overactive mind. And the CBD oil works. But when she tried the mint, she found she actually had half the dose, and it worked just as well. So it was pretty cool. It was easier to use than the oil with a dropper and all that craziness. It was just easier to take, a mint or two, chew them up or just let them sit in your mouth, whatever you want to do. And it worked out great for her. So being that it's in a mint form, it's a fast and kind of easy way to get the benefits of CBD, which helps with kind of feeling more calm and clear-minded, whether that's throughout the day or even like right before bed, like helping you kind of calm that like racing mind before you go to bed. So something to try if you've never tried it. So Stella Mints, they come in tins. They have 30 mints in each tin, and there's flavors, peppermint, lemon, and matcha. We actually tried the peppermint, thought it was great. There's no weird aftertaste, so pretty cool. Now, since they reached out to us, what they decided to do was to offer our listeners a 20% discount. So I wanted to share that with you guys. So if you've ever wanted to try a CBD supplement to see if it would help with stress, see if it would help with calming your mindset, this is an awesome time to try it because you're going to get a 20% discount to do so. So you can go to Stello Mints, STELLOMints.com, and use the code BRUTAL. Pretty awesome. So use the code BRUTAL, 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 for 20% off. Okay, so pretty cool. And then you can check out podcast 1080 titled Benefits of CBD Supplements to learn more about Stella Mints. But thought that I'd throw it out there. So if you're struggling with stress and it's causing you to undereat, it's causing you to overeat, it's causing you not to follow through with your best actions, use what we talked about today. Don't ask. Don't wait until you feel like it. Just do it anyhow. And if you're struggling with stress, maybe check out those mints. They might be a great way for you to help kind of reduce that stress. You don't have to fight against it so much. Cool. Hopefully this was helpful. If you have any questions, if there's ever anything you need, if you need help creating plans, if you want a plan for nutrition, if you want a plan for training, you want a plan for life that is easy but efficient, contact us, brutalirongym@gmail.com. Of course, we'll help you with that. I sincerely appreciate you listening to the podcast. I want to make sure that you get something from this that can absolutely change your life for the better. So reach out if there's any way we can help. Again, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like today's podcast, please share it. That's the most impactful thing you can do for us. Please share the podcast. Also, thank you to the patrons of the podcast, people who sign up through the Podbean app to donate $5 to $10 a month toward the podcast. The podcast is over $1,000 a year. I take an hour every day to do this, so I really appreciate the financial support. It makes it possible. Otherwise, this would be way too much to overtake, to take on myself. So thank you very, very much to the patrons. Thank you to those who choose to donate and support us. I appreciate it very much. Cool. Well, if you like the information we share in our podcast, click like on the podcast episode you're listening to, and also check us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, if there's ever anything you need, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.